Oh, Mossy, we're talking about your sport, which is good and bad because of the woes
It's topical.
It's topical, mate, and we need to be talking about it. What did you make of Ange yesterday at the presser?
Yeah, look, I thought he said what I expected him to say. You know, it's you have to move on quickly, and professional sport waits for no one. We've now got to firmly set our sights on Syria. That's the next task. And I can tell you on a weekly basis as a coach, as soon as the final whistle goes, your thoughts turn to the next game. You've got no time to do anything else. It's the way it goes. So, look, I think it's great that FFA came out yesterday, David Gallop, and categorically ruled out replacing Ange. Ange, I thought, was in a much better frame of mind yesterday morning, having slept for probably three minutes.
That's what they say. If you're ready to rage, just have a sleep.
Yeah, that's right. But I'm sure he didn't get too much sleep, because he would have been up watching that other game. But, look, it is what it is. And that's what I was saying yesterday. Facts are facts. We had 45 shots on goal. We had 20 inside the box. We only scored two. That's the fact. So we need to move on. But I'm 100% behind what you just said, Slats, before the break. Now is not the time to change the coach. Now is the time to reflect and make sure we learn from our mistakes and fix the problems. Before we have to play Syria home and away. Mm. And the other thing is this, and as a coach, I know this firsthand, just because you have a bad spell, and I know it's cutthroat, and I know it's about winning, but just because you have a bad spell, Ange had plenty of runs on the board before this spell. Mm. He won us the Asian Cup. He put out some fantastic performances at the last World Cup in Brazil. So this is a blip in his radar as a coach, and he deserves a chance to put it right in the next phase of qualifiers.
If we don't qualify, this will define his career. So it's not a blip for me. If we don't, it's a big if, right? So we won't know within hindsight, and now is not the right time to change the coach. I agree with you. If we don't qualify and we don't get that benefit of hindsight, neither does the David Gallop and the board at the FFA, it would have been the right time. You know, if you could bring in a superstar coach like a Gus Hiddink, who was only employed for 6 months with $6 million.
You're saying now, you mean?
I think you got to stick with Ange, right?
Of course you do.
Well, let's put this in perspective.
I don't think they can afford a Gus at this stage unless A. Lowy comes forward with the private backing for somebody like that anyway.
Well, China, and let's not compare the two national teams, but let's just look at the money that's available in China. Marcello Lippi is their national coach. They've missed out in the World Cup altogether. So they finished fifth, I think, in the other group. And they have spent billions on their league, bringing foreigners in to make their local players better. Marcello Lippi, let me tell you, he'd be on somewhere between 10 and 15 million.
I don't agree with that theory. I don't agree bringing foreign players in. Didn't work in the Super League as far as rugby league in the UK. It certainly hasn't worked in the Premier League. England, as a soccer nation, have not got any better because they've brought foreign players into their EPL. And I don't see how our players are getting any better by.
Yeah, but I don't think
the EPL is one of the. Yeah. You watch it, don't you?
You can't compare England and China, and you can't compare rugby league and football. Mm. You just can't.
Mm. USA, mate, Honduras 1-1.
Yes, so that at the moment we're playing USA if we get through Syria, and that's a big rider. We have to get through Syria, so I don't want to focus too much on who is coming forth in that. Qualifiers over there in North and Central America because Syria is our main focus. But, yeah, it was 1-1 yesterday morning.
Yep.
And we're going to play, having said we get through Syria, we're going to play USA, Honduras or Panama. There's only one point that splits them, so it's very tight over there as well.
We're going to smash them.
But if you look at the major issues, some of the major issues around why we haven't achieved direct qualification. And some of them are in control, some of them are out of control. But the major issues being talked about is the change of system by Ange and the timing of it in the middle of a 10-game qualifying spell of games to that 3-4-2-1 box midfield. Did that work? Was it the right time to do it? Moy and Juric missing the Japan game last week. Moy at very late notice. Juric didn't train all week, was only fit enough to come off the bench. And Thailand away, the 2-2 draw. I think that was a big turning point as well. And that was just after the King's death, who brought a whole new emotional page, I guess, to that game for Thailand. They played out of their skins that day. So there was a few things that conspired against us at different times, but certainly the change of system was a big talking point.
A-League, mate, how's it shaping up?
Yeah, believe it or not, there's been some friendlies going on. And Adelaide beat Melbourne City 2-1 with Georgie Blackwood and O'Doherty both scoring from set pieces. Stefan Mork scored for Melbourne City. And Western Sydney Wanderers beat Brisbane City up there on the Sunshine Coast. They're up there for a week's camp, 3-1. Lachlan Scott was among the goals for Tony Popovich's side there. Brisbane City coached by John Cosmina. So, yeah, a couple of friendlies there in the A-League.
All right. Now, I mentioned too, mate, there's always football happening somewhere in the world, mate. 1-1 Argentina-Venezuela. You can imagine how big that game was.
And for another reason too, TK, if Argentina stay fifth, they'll be coming to New Zealand to play New Zealand. So we may have Lionel Messi in New Zealand.
So is that what used to happen to us? So are you saying Argentina could be the fifth best South American team?
They are at the moment. They're fifth.
And people keep saying that our qualification isn't as easy as you think.
Well, it's not.
Come on.
It's not, let me tell you.
You'd rather be playing Argentina as the fifth best South American team.
No, that's the process. I think our process is better, but because you've got more room for error. But it easier, that's debatable.
Argentina 1-1, Paraguay and Uruguay. We both know these nations pretty well, don't we? They've caused a heartache for us before. And Uruguay getting a victory over Paraguay away from home.
Yeah, that's right. And also over in Europe, Spain, they lead Italy by 3 points, 2 games to play. They've racked up some big scores. What about this? 8-0 against Liechtenstein on the 5th of September. They did exactly the same to Liechtenstein on the 5th of September last year. So
the Socceroos jerseys on them. That's what we needed. Mind you, I look at all the shots that hit the post and we could have won.
Yeah, so a great week of World Cup qualifying. Just quickly, and we'll go through it tomorrow, but EPL returns back this weekend. Yeah. Match day 4. Can't wait. Headlined by Manchester City up against my mob Liverpool.
TK doesn't like the EPL.
Rubbish.
No, he doesn't like the foreigners in the EPL.
Oh, you two have been sticking it to each other. TK, what are you on this week?
You're very prickly. Supporters to take criticism so personally as people who follow soccer at the exclusion of everything else.
We're not prickly, but it's called football.
What, you don't think people get prickly in the world of NRL?
Ange saying he would not be pushed into the shadows of Australian football. History. Jeez, big call. It's like saying what your legacy is. Mm. Up to other people to decide.
Where will
your
you go
legacy
after
is
this job?
Probably you do oblivion. But I'll tell you what, Slats, plenty have tried to push me there before and I'm still here.
Oh, there you go. That's an edge. See? You've done exactly the same thing. You're not going anywhere. No. I'll tell you what, we'll send you to oblivion.
What?
Your drinking habits. So just sort of cool.
I'm very quiet during the week. Got
on your too many coffees?
Yes, exactly.
I'll have a little bit of a celebrate on the weekend, aren't you?
Oh, what are we celebrating?
Friday.
He's very prickly this week.
I do appreciate Saturday mornings.
Yeah.
When there's no training. Nice sleeping.
Here we go. I do like it when you're prickly.
You blokes can dress the pig up as much as you like.
What are we dressing up?
You can put the bow on and you can put the stilettos on the pig. But in the end, it's still a pig. If you don't think we weren't disappointing against Thailand.
None of us have said we were. There was only one bloke yesterday supporting Thailand. None of us have said that. Have you been, those ears painted on?
I like the little ties.
I think you misinterpreted that, TK. None of us.
Give him one crack before, and then we'll.
No. It was the disappointing result. There's no doubt about it.
Walks
absolutely
like a duck.
No doubt about
like
it.
Quacks like a duck. It's a duck.
I'll stop all those sayings. None of us have said they played well.
The duck in front of us is Syria, so let's get on and beat them.
This is the thing. You're critical of them. Oh, you hate soccer. No, that's not the case. Just telling it the way it is.
That's our job. We get paid.
No, but everyone's saying that too. It's disappointed all of us. None of us have said.
I'm misunderstood, Slats.
I know. You are. I feel sorry.
Deeply
for you.
Misunderstood.
Is
Thanks,
Karen
Mossy
understanding you yet?
You guys have a great day.
See you, buddy.